Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Billboard Chartbeat Podcast. Gary Trust here in our New York offices, talking all things music choice today with Damon Williams, Senior Vice President, Programming Strategy and Partnerships for Music Choice. Hello, Damon.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me, man. Very excited to be here.
Absolutely. Good time to have you guys on because there's lots of stuff coming up for summertime.
Yeah. I mean, Music Choice is in the process of launching a new campaign. We are the plug, and hopefully all you hip people out there know what that's about. You know, we really want to connect with our viewers this summer beyond the content that we're playing. So we've got a bunch of nice fan experiences and content initiatives, programs with artists that are going to kind of plug our viewers into what's happening out there this summer.
First thing that comes to mind when you think Music Choice, is it all the TV channels, do you think? All those music channels somewhere up there on the cable dial. If I go up to the, I think it's the 400s for me. Is that the first thing that comes to mind for most people about Music Choice?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think people think of us as that in-home music service and that in-home experience. We're like an old pair of jeans in some way that we've been around
right.
for a long time. We've been in your home. And it's interesting. We've watched like people grow up with the product, go through different phases of their life. So, you know, we've done research and we've seen where people start out and listen to our Kids Only and that type of programming. They move into mainstream pop or R&B and hip hop.
Right.
Then they kind of go off to college. They grow up, they get a job, and now they get a cable bill and they come back. And then Music Choice, that friend you kind of grew up when you live with your parents, is there. And it's interesting. As a programmer, I've been in Music Choice for 17 and a half years. So as a programmer, you have to adjust your programming lineup as your demographic shift.
Right.
So when I first got there, we didn't have decade channels like 90s.
That would make sense that you didn't have the Y2K channel.
Yeah, exactly.
1998.
Exactly. So, yeah, so it's interesting being with the company for so long and watching how our audience has evolved. How consumption has changed. And it's really amazing that we've been able to hold on to huge listening on our network. So we still average like 28 hours per week
really?
Of listening across our platform. People tend to turn us on for long periods of time. And, you know, our product is kind of part of people's lifestyle in the home. You're cleaning up on a Saturday, it's, you know, we hear people say all the time, oh, it's easy for me to turn on
right.
the television, and I know what I'm going to get from Music Choice. And I think the big win is that we're commercial-free.
Yeah, I was going to ask how does that even happen? How are you able to be commercial-free?
Well, our business model is such that we actually get a license fee from our MVPD distributors. MVPD stands for multi-video service providers, so it's your Comcast, your Charter cables. So we actually get a license fee from those operators, and we're able to be commercial free on the music service. I think that's a big, big, big part of the attraction. And I think it's what really sets us apart from a lot of the streaming services right now.
I think it's a good thing that you guys have this history going back. Actually, you tell me when it started, but that's good branding, that even if people consider you for the TV, not all the other platforms that we'll talk about, that's a good image to have, isn't it? People know what they're going to get.
Yeah, I think it's awesome to kind of have a history with consumers. TV is still a dominant way that people consume content. And, it always comes down to mood and experience, right? So in your home, you want different experiences at different times. So I think the brand of Music Choice itself, the choice, is really in the value. And, you'll have someone with a profile that may be 27 to 30 years old, and, they listen to a mainstream format. But, on the weekends, they want to turn up, so they go to dance EDM.
Right.
And then they evolve, right? They have their first child, and all of a sudden now they're listening to like classical or toddler tunes because they want to put their child to sleep. And I think that's what the Music Choice product is about, and I think we've been able to build a lot of brand equity with consumers for providing that consistency of our service. And we're really excited. I know we'll talk more about it, where our product is going. We think we're going to be a lot more dynamic for consumers.
I always feel guilty that I don't have Music Choice on more, because it is the type of thing you could have on 24/7. Sometimes I just want to watch Seinfeld or Family Guy, so I default to my silly programming. But it really is that type of thing where every time you turn it on, the choices really are kind of endless.
Yeah, I think from a music format perspective, obviously you got pop, urban, rock, country, but there's other formats that are important that you can't really get on radio anymore. So there's formats like singers in standards, which for a certain demographic is very, very important. There's the classical stuff I talked about. We just added a bunch of international channels to our lineup as we start to widen our appeal to different demographics. Huge Hispanic lineup as well, crossing into a bunch of different genres from Tropicalis, Mexicana, Pop Latino, etc., because there's a lot of musical territory to cover there. But again, I think that's what the service is about. I like to think of Music Choice as certainly a discovery zone. So going back to being commercial free, I think one of the advantages that we typically may average somewhere between 16 to 17 songs per hour, versus that number at commercial radio is a lot lower. So we're afforded the opportunity to play more new music and more new artists on an hour, in a day, in a month, etc., which helps us to be a platform to break new music, and that's a big part of kind of what I do on the strategy side for the company.
Is the top 40 channel, does that have the highest rotations for current songs? And even those from the playlists I've seen, actually monitored by Nielsen, aren't even anywhere near as high as your typical top 40 station that might play something 120 times a week. You guys aren't that high.
Yeah, no. We don't have our rotations that high because, again, people are listening for longer periods of time. So, those slots that, radio is where they're repeating the same songs, that's when we're discovering, we're playing new music. I mean, it could be new music from a new artist, it could be something new off an album. When you have an artist like Beyonce drop Lemonade, we want our programmers to get into that album and find those album tracks and present that to consumers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the team of first of all, how many channels are there and how many programmers? What's the whole programming team like?
So we have 75 music channels and 25 linear video channels on our digital and online platforms.
Okay.
In home right now, we have 50 channels. This new product that we're going to talk about, Enhanced TV, is going to bring that entire experience into the home, where you'll have a total of 100 channels, 75 audio and 25 video.
Okay, great. And in terms of people programming all these channels, it's more than a few people, right?
Yeah, no, we've got a great programming team. Our strategy has always been to find people that are experts in their genre. I think we got about a total of 15 people in the department. Great programmer, Mike Fox, heads up our programming, and we've got a great team, Nadine Santos, who is a veteran of many terrestrial radio stations, is on board leading our pop programming. Luis Rivera handles our Latin programming, Joe Dodd Urban. So we definitely wanted to have some faces behind the programming, because one, it's very important that, you know, along with programming, that we have relationships with the music industry. When I say that, I mean record labels, artists, and managers. We want that community to feel like there's a person there. I think for some of our competitors, especially those that are in the digital space, you know, they have positioned themselves as an algorithm. In a lot of ways, they are an algorithm. And we're a completely human program service. So it's very important that we share that and are part of the music industry community. Should we
yesterday I was doing just prep for this podcast. I'm flipping through different channels. I was on the indie channel, Kristen Control, new artist, song Excommunicate. I hadn't heard it before, and I'm like, yeah, right. Music Choice is always presenting new artists on that channel, especially.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a programmer, Mike Papadeus. We lovingly call Mike Pop. He's that's his baby, and he has really crafted a sound with that channel, and so it's. You know, it's kind of got that CMJ feel, but I think he tends to go deeper into the discovery. I wish I could name as many bands as you just said, because
just
he actually plays so many artists and so much music. But again, I think with Music Choice, it's like that experience that you're talking about, that you can discover something and you know that next two or three songs that follow is always going to be consistent.
Right.
You know, I think by having so many channels, we're able to focus. And I think that's kind of been one of our secret sauces over the year versus our competitors, that our channels are very focused and very well programmed.
What kind of research do you do with viewers and listeners?
We do a couple studies a year overall to test, you know, the performance of our channels, and then also try to figure out what consumers want next. A great format that I feel like we invented, everyone out there, that is starting to happen a little bit at terrestrial radio, that came out of our research probably about 4 or 5 years ago, was pop and country.
I have that here in my notes. I was going to ask you about that one.
Yeah, so we were starting to see a correlation between or cume duplications between young teen females that were into top 40 pop, but they also liked country. And obviously, as the country music industry continued to expand on the success of what Taylor was doing and being able to bridge the gap between really great pop songs but still fit the country lifestyle, we saw an opportunity to bridge those worlds. So yeah, that format actually came out of that research study. So yeah, we do research, one, to kind of measure ourselves and find out our performance. Again, things like time spent listening are very important, so we want to make sure that our rotations you know, are reflective of what we see in the research. We use other, you know, common tools that people use, whether it's, you know, BDS or some of the other formats out there, but the main thing is really the programmers. You know, obviously, you have the internet, right? When I started programming, we didn't have the internet, but you have that now. But we expect our programmers to be part of the lifestyle and the culture for whatever format that they're programming. We expect them to bring that to the table. So a guy like Mike Pop, who does indie, and he also does our dance EDM channel, you know, we expect him to be integrated in that community, meaning out in the clubs, out at the tent pole events, whether it's, you know, a Winter Music Conference or what have you. You know, we expect him to be at the forefront of where that culture is going. And as you know, music now more than ever, because of social media, is definitely about the culture and all the lifestyle. So keeping our ears to the street is probably, you know, the best way to answer that. That's probably the most important piece of research.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Let me ask you, Damon, about a couple other channels that I think are really interesting that you guys have. One is, I always sort of chuckle when I see it, because I always think it's the Christmas or holiday channel. And it sounds of the seasons, which is just sort of funny to me and on a 90-degree day in June that you guys are airing that. But it's actually not all Christmas. It's other holidays too, right?
Yeah, so the backdrop on the Sounds of the Season channel is that Music Choice used to be more heavily focused on commercial business accounts. So, you know, we had accounts in businesses like, you know, I don't know, Fridays or whatever, where you hear that music playing. So obviously during certain times of the year, those businesses are like, well, it's 4th of July. I need, you know, some marching bands and some fireworks stuff going on. So we actually curated experiences for those days, whether it was 4th of July, you know, Halloween, you go to your Munster Mash and you do all that stuff. So that's how the channel started. And I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 years ago, I'm not really sure, everyone in broadcasting kind of went to the 24/7 Christmas channel, right? Day after Thanksgiving, everyone's going Christmas.
It researches, you know, so well. So I was in AC radio. I couldn't believe how popular that was.
Yeah, so it's like it's researching well, and then you can monetize it, right? So there's advertising dollars. So it became an important part of your programming strategy. In doing so, I think we've done a really unique job of creating an experience that's a lot different than what you hear on radio. I think number one, first rule, it's less repetitive. There's more variety. And what we found in our research in the home is that people in some ways are even more nostalgic, right? So you want to hear Burl Ives. Now, you're probably not going to hear Burl Ives on a light FM type format. But what our audience, again, back in the home, we found that delivering that, but yet delivering, you know, Mariah Carey, obviously the most listened to Christmas song of all time, delivering that into one experience generates tremendous, ungodly listening for us. So after having success with that, we actually ended up even expanding it and taking genre-based channels. So, you know, we'll take our soft rock channel and just totally convert that. But that way we can deliver that light experience. We take our adult urban format. So then, you know, if you're into, you know, The Temptations and Donny Hathaway, which are the classics, but then you still want to hear, you know, more modern singers, whether it's, you know, someone like Anthony Hamilton or whoever's resonating on R&B, you can find it there. So again, you know, it's all about experiences. And as a programmer, for us, it kind of starts in the home. And now we're, you know, the challenge for us now is we're expanding that new product that I told you about on TV. But also, you know, we've gotten to connected devices in a big way. We now have a very good app that allows consumers. So inside our app, we will actually have a Christmas channel like year round.
And that's, I think I know the answer to this. People want to hear Christmas music, even in the middle of the summer. It really is that much of a draw.
We had a stunt. Yeah, I don't have data I can like spew all over you, but we had a Christmas in July stunt that I think we did last year. And, you know, people dig it, man. You know, people, you know, everyone has that. If you live like in the suburbs like I do, everyone's got that neighbor who keeps his Christmas lights, you know, his Christmas stuff up 365, and it's like
you're driving
down the street at 10 o'clock at night, his house is...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The music
Flash
version of that.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're trying to do there.
That's funny. You mentioned stage and screen. Soundscapes is another channel that's cool because you don't hear that kind of new age music on any radio station.
Yeah. Point. I mean, big format, great demographic, typically 45 plus. You know, again, it's about mood in your home. So those formats that actually soundscapes. We have another format called the Pulse that's not available on TV yet. It's again, you know, kind of, I call it music you hear in hotels in Miami, right? You're in the lobby in a cool hotel, and you hear that kind of down tempo dance music,
trap house,
House type of stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we the one thing that we do good is mood. We understand how to create mood. We understand how to deliver environments for consumers versus, you know, you like this. We get that part of programming, and that's more of the algorithmic programming. But again, I can't overemphasize, you know, there's a guy like Mike Pop there that's really curating that experience.
The other thing that I think you guys are pretty well known for is all the facts that show during songs on TV. And I always notice because there's always a lot of Billboard chart facts that you guys say. You guys got the chart names right. I'm always giving a thumbs up to when you guys do all that. But where does all that come from? Is there a whole different team of people putting that information in?
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Brittany Queenie, who is the person in oversees our content department day to day, and she's got her crew back there, and they do an incredible job of curating those facts. And those facts are a huge contributor to our brand. You were asking earlier about the brand. People certainly say, oh, I love those music channels in my house, and you have those little facts and tidbits about the artist. I mean, it is a huge part of our experience, and they do a great job of curating. And also other thing that they have brought to the job since in the last couple of years is, you know, when artists come to visit Music Choice, we might have about 5 or 6 artists a week that come. They'll actually question the artist and pull stuff out of them that can't get on the Wikipedia, that you can't get, you know, in a bio. They get, you know, artist loves cheeseburgers with peanut butter on it, whatever silly it is, they get that. And also we have a great production content crew who takes unique photo images. So again, we try to create a very, very unique experience, but I would say the artist facts are probably one of the biggest contributors to our success outside of, I think, our programming strategy and philosophy. It's a big part of the experience.
Sometimes that's annoying to me because I just want to listen. I want to be doing other things, and I have to wind up watching because I always think some interesting fact's going to come up next.
Well, I think we average, you know, some number, one of those numbers, like 2.6 times per song people look at the screen, or whenever a song changes, people go back to the screen to look at the facts. We've also, for a number of years, had great stories about people who have dinner parties and stuff, and they, you know, they cover the fact screen, they try to guess, and so it's in some ways it becomes like a trivia game inside people's homes, and again, I think that's part of the experience.
We've been talking about where Music Choice is going. Let's really, really get into that. What is the future of Music Choice? Again, it hasn't always just been TV, but it's really expanding much more in different ways at this point.
Yeah. So I'll start off with this background. A lot of people don't know that Music Choice is actually the number one free video on demand service on TV, and it has been for years and year over year, delivering more video on demand views than any other network, and not just in music, across all categories. So we've built a lot of equity as a music programmer, and a lot of that equity, we've been in the business maybe about 10 years, a lot of that equity, You know, so you think of someone when we launched that, they were 13 or 14 years old, the age to start watching music videos. That person's like 24, 25 years old now.
Right.
So they grew up with Music Choice not just as the music service, they grew up with Music Choice as this video platform. And we see that in our research. We see it when we go out. Oh, Music Choice, I love you guys. I watch the video. I used to watch Lil Wayne when I was 14. I could always watch it on Music Choice. So our new product, which we call Enhanced TV, is lovely. What it does is it actually combines our audio service and our video service into one product that is contextual. So now when you're listening to Taylor Swift on her Hit List channel, to the right of that experience that you're listening, that you're seeing the screen on, all of Taylor Swift's music videos, what other content that we have related, original content that we might have created with Taylor, it all lives there side by side. So now a consumer kind of has this cool experience where they can go back and forth between audio and video. We did a bunch of research on the product, and you know, there's an option to go full screen with it. But in our research, we found people love to play with what we call the carousel, where you can kind of scroll through all of Taylor's videos. Okay. And you can go, what's the last video they played 5 minutes from now? And then that catalog drops down. So it's a really cool interactive product that I think really brings the best of both worlds. There's not many people that really actually have an audio and video. No one has it on TV, but there's not even people that have licenses actually to do audio and video combined. So it's one of the things that I'm very proud to say that makes Music Choice unique, that we will be delivering this experience to consumers. We're rolling it out in Q4 of this year with some MVPDs, and the distribution will get bigger. Obviously, we have a team, you know, that's working on it and looking at, you know, data and research and refine the product. But we're really, really excited. So we may do like 500,000, you know, views a year on video on demand. You know, we hope to triple that, if not more, probably more. I probably should have gave a bigger number, but we expect that consumers are going to digest a lot more videos. And we also think it's going to actually grow our audience. So, you know, right now, music video consumption, 12 to 24, yeah, we get some 25 to 34 and even up. But we think, again, there's this whole generation that grew up on other TV networks, 90s videos, Nirvana, MC Hammer, if you want to go there.
Right.
We feel that the product will be also very powerful for that customer who now is that cable customer, right, that's paying that whatever we all pay a month for cable. We feel like the access to the content is going to be easier, and we expect our audience even to grow demographically for videos. Our audience for audio is great, but we expect our audience for the video side of our business to even grow. We expect to be continue to be that place where the younger demographic comes to consume videos on TV. But we also feel like there's an opportunity to grow the audience for people that grew up on music video culture in the 90s and 80s. So we're very excited. You know, I feel like it's the new face of Music Choice.
Well, it sounds more on demand, right? Which is really where consumption has just gone. You think back to the early days of Music Choice, which is what, 1987
right.
when it started,
yeah,
right? Which was, here are the videos, here are the songs, the images we're presenting. Now it's, for people who grew up, who've been born since then, that image of we will present to you the programming is sort of foreign.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's the opportunity to act on an impulse. Oh my God, MC Hammer, you can't touch this. Oh, I remember the video. I want to see the video. You know,
that's boom. a lot of MC Hammer references.
Yeah, you're
a fan, Dave.
Yeah, so I must be. But it's that ability for consumers to be able to immediately react in a very easy way, in an organic way, is what I think has us most excited. We're very excited about, you know, ways that we'll be able to partner with the music industry. So we have an artist program right now we call ASAP, which stands for Artist Social Ambassadors. And it's really a program where we partner with the artists to amplify their project, and they help amplify our network, and we kind of leverage social media. You know, this platform will allow us to do in a much more effective ways a lot of the exclusive programming and content that we see happening in the digital space. We feel like we're going to be able to bring that to TV, and we think that puts us in a very unique position, and we're out talking to a lot of labels about it, and we've got a couple case studies that we've conducted that show that we can have a different type of impact on the ecosystem by being on television. You know, we're not going to argue that people, you know, we know people are on connected devices, we know people are on the internet, but TV is still the biggest screen in the house, and it's still very social. And what I mean by that, it's like if me and you were hanging out at your house, it's not likely, you know, we're going to huddle around your phone, right? We're gonna turn on the TV. We might still have our phones right, playing around with it, but the TV still offers that opportunity for us to both engage. So what we're trying to do is trying to, as you said, create this interactive platform where people can have a full music experience, audio, video, original content, recommendations, chances, you know, to win things, to have experience with artists, but more importantly, give people something that they can't get right away. You know, like working with artists and managers and labels to say, hey, here's this video, it's here. And that's what we're really excited about. And I think it's a great alternative. But the way I want you to think about it, and the way I want your listeners to think about it, is that this product combines
right,
both. I don't have a visual I can show everyone, but think of it as if I took Music Choice On Demand video and Music Choice audio, and I combine those two experiences. I have the screen with the artist facts that I love and the songs and the static images, but to the right of that, with one press of my remote, boom, okay, I instantaneously jump into a music video and I'm an entire different experience, and now it's interactive.
So if I'm watching the Pop Hits channel, that's now an option on the same screen.
Right. Gotcha. To go right into music video, you can go into a Pop Hits video channel and actually stream a linear pre-programmed experience. So another way to provide mood in your home. And again, since it's cloud-based, we're excited, you know, as trends in music change, we want to present that first. You know, we want to be part of that story. And I think this platform gives us the opportunity to do that.
The more we talk, the more the name Music Choice just seems so fitting. In yeah, terms of the word music, because it sounds like you guys are really music curation fans, and obviously the choice, that's coming through pretty clear, that the choice is a big part of it.
Yeah, and it does really make a lot of sense, and I think it's served us well. And I think that's what people really like about the product and why they relate to the brand, and it cuts across all demos. I think that's the other great thing about the product, that, you know, again, we can go from toddlers and moms to tweens to teens to college age kids, you know, on to adults who can find something and find it on TV.
All right, so summertime coming up as part of this whole We the Plug campaign. I'm looking at some of the notes here you've given us. So part of it is just best of summer video playlists.
Yeah, so just great programming. The first thing we want to do is make sure that we're plugging people into everything that's hot that's coming out from a music perspective, that video songs across genres are there. We've got some programming features like Prime. Prime is our artist discovery program,
right,
where we actually curate artists that we believe are going to be the next big thing. So we want to make sure that we curate the right artists. We've got some exciting people so far in the lineup. Carol G on Universal, Tory Lanez, who, you know, we all know has had, you know, a couple of songs, yeah, really, really, really big.
Sophia Carson on Hollywood.
Sophia Carson. So that's 40. A great job. You know, going back to our programming team, we actually had a meeting with Disney, and they were, you know, lucky enough to expose us to Sophie and really let us get ahead of the project. Once we saw the content, we were like, no brainer. We're actually out in L.A. shooting her Prime episode now.
Ah.
So that's a great example of us kind of forecasting and realizing and getting people plugged in to someone they haven't really heard of yet, but, you know, has Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato type potential. Yeah, hopefully you don't mind me making that comparison, but just to say that she has that type of potential, very, very talented. So, yeah, that's a big focus for us, is making sure that as we're plugging you in, one, we're plugging you into new music and new artists. The other part of it is experiences. So a lot of our partners, whether it's Dick Clark Productions, we got a partner with Essence, the Calore Festival, we'll actually be on the ground at a lot of events giving our listeners a chance to win tickets. And when they get there, they're just not winning tickets and going to some nosebleed seats. We're actually going to plug them into the event and let them be part of the experience, whether it's backstage, having a moment with the artist. We want to give them something that they can't do. So Andy Grammer will be at Calore Festival with us, and that's a big deal for us. So it's really about plugging people into those opportunities. We're working on something. It's not done yet, but I feel like it's done. So I'm going to talk about it. We're working on a really big campaign with One Republic.
Ah.
So shout out to the team over at Maverick Management and Interscope Records. We've been working on this. Ink's not dry yet, but the bottom line is we want to make them part of our summer programming. So there'll be some exclusive content, a lot of opportunities to engage with the band. So those are the types of things that we're working on that we feel a little different coming from your TV music provider.
Right. Well, you know, it sounds all in all no different really from how radio stations are evolving, how Billboard is evolving from people might think of just the magazine historically, but every entertainment platform at this point is sort of becoming much more 360 in terms of how you can get content, and you guys are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone realizes that you have to have a connection with your viewers or fans. So, you know, again, for us, our goal is ultimately to drive people back to the TV. Anything that we do has a driver back to the television, but it's challenging, as you know, when you're a national platform. You know, I worked in radio. When you're a local radio station, you understand your marketplace, you understand your zip codes, and, you know, you do things accordingly. But when you're a national platform, you have to create a presence. So you have to figure out strategically how do you do that? You know, what are the right events? And then how do you present it to consumers in a way that they can understand? And, you know, plugging people in, as you know, is something that people are saying now. I think it's really clever by our marketing department. And, again, we're working hard so people look at our brand bigger and better, and not just what we really talk about. Hey, the music on my TV.
Right.
Yeah, we'll take that, but there's a lot more that we have to offer. So this is a big part of it. The relationships that we're building with artists and managers one-on-one, and the way that we're integrating them. So as part of this, we'll be doing takeovers. We'll have artists, you know, taking over a channel for a week. We'll be doing pop-up stuff. You know, we've got a great studio here in New York. We'll be having artists coming by. We're doing stuff in the digital environment. It's just capturing the moment with people, but giving consumers a chance to interact. And, you know, again, bringing experiences to people and expanding how you think about the brand. And the way you think about our brand, we feel pretty confidently, is going to only grow and be better once we launch into this new product. And, you know, most of the majority of our listening right now happens in the home, but we've got a great app. So we also, you know, want to educate people about, hey, the experience that we're going to give you on TV, that same type experience, 75 music channels, 25 video channels, exclusive content.
Right.
You can also take it with you. And that's a new way of thinking for music choice. That's something that we've got to get ingrained in people's mind. So it's an exciting time. I think people make that go around. You know, again, we've got an outstanding programming department, great marketing department, and a bunch of other very talented people in different areas that really make music choice go. But it's exciting. So come along with us, podcast people.
Good luck with everything this summer. And for people who, for the few people who still just can't get into summer, there's still sounds of the season. You can still listen to your Christmas music this summer.
And it might be summer in July. Who knows?
David Williams, Senior Vice President, Programming Strategy and Partnerships for Music Choice. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
If I missed my chance, I didn't even try. I'm not one to regret Christmas in July.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.